New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. Hello, Stephen. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, good. We're charging towards the weekend, which is nice. My folks are on the way to Sydney today. So
oh, that's exciting.
I'll go visit them tomorrow after the show. That'll be, yeah, good to see them.
So you'll zip down to Sydney. They're coming up here. What's the situation?
Yes, so I'll go to Sydney tomorrow. Yep. For a couple of days, and then they jump on a cruise for like a week.
Wow,
and they'll be coming here next weekend before jetting back to Perth.
On the cruise or just driving up?
No, they'll just drive up. Cruise go in and out of Sydney probably.
Yeah.
And they'll just drive here. Or catch a train more likely.
Yeah. Get them on the train.
And then, yeah, because it's high speed now. So.
Yeah, high speed rail. Yeah, very good.
Should be ready.
Hopefully it's not as cold as it was this morning.
Freezing.
Very, very cold. I thought, because I was sleeping in a different bedroom because we're working on our main bedroom at the house.
Oh, yep.
And I was like, oh, this room's colder. And then I got up this morning for a walk around and a coffee.
And the whole house is colder.
No, it's just freezing. It's just really cold.
Are you rugged up, Jess?
I certainly am. Uggies and all.
Yeah, do you bring your Ugg boots? What are they, like long ones or are they just the ankle height ones?
Nah, they're long ones.
Yeah, smart.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You deserve it, Jess. You deserve the longest Ugg boots they have available.
There's just no point.
No one can see me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there's no point working in radio if you don't just dress in your pajamas and your Ugg boots. That's the perks.
A great point. Well made. Of course, we'll be catching up the chat news stuff up next. So you wake up with the Novos here on New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Game 3 of Origin, of course, last night. Jess, one of our own, the star.
Yes, so Bradman Best, who's copped a bit of criticism, particularly among commentators and the media for his choice in the beginning to be a part of Game 3, but it turned out to be definitely the right choice for coach Brad Fittler. He scored two tries, one in the 23rd, one in the 64th minute, almost had a hat trick, but that first try in the opening set got denied by the bunker because apparently he was offside. But nevertheless, the Blues did win last night 24-10. At a Coors Stadium. Jacob Saifidi, our other Knights player, he came off the bench last night as well to help them get the win. So it was a good time all round.
How's Brad Fittler, not letting us celebrate as Knights fans, even for a second as well? His comments in the presser.
Cheeky.
Yeah, I know. Just having a dig at the Knights for no reason at all. Unprovoked.
Definitely unprovoked. Like, in literally the opening 2 minutes of the press conference.
I know. He just decided he was going to open fire. I thought, come on.
Are you meant to be on our side?
That's it. We've just provided you your star player for perhaps the future.
Exactly.
All you're going to do is drag us down.
Exactly. Focus on the positives.
That's it.
Shots fired early on. Now, switching gears for this next story, a learner driver charged after a police pursuit.
Yeah, so there's an awful lot of police pursuits lately that are all quite dramatic. Like, they're not just a chase down the M1. This one was Tuesday night. Officers were on at Llewellyn Street in Merriweather and they tried to stop a Toyota Orion. The driver allegedly took off, sparking a chase that ended up on City Road, where that vehicle crashed into another car, which caused the Toyota to roll onto its side and push the car that it crashed into off the road and into the front of a business, causing some damage. Both the drivers sustained some injuries, were taken to hospital, just minor, nothing life-threatening. The Toyota was searched by police at the scene. They allegedly found a substance believed to be methamphetamine. Then, as a result of that, a firearms prohibition order was carried out on a home in Hamilton South, where a firearm and some ammunition was seized, and the driver ended up being charged with a number of offences, including happening to be a learner driver that was driving without the supervision of a fully licensed driver.
Amongst many things. I feel like that might be the lesser of the charges.
Yeah, no wonder they did a runner. They got everything under the sun hidden in their hair.
Yes. Oh, my God. Wild. Oh, well, I'm sure all of that will, you know, come to light as that story unfolds. But, wow, the police are very, very busy at the moment.
Yes.
Lots of naughty boys around the Hunter. That's what it is.
Very naughty boys.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Question for you, Stephen.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on bubble tea?
overrated.
You're not a fan?
Is my general opinion, yeah.
See, I'm usually a fan, and then day before yesterday, I was doing a delivery at Wall's End.
Yep.
And I stopped at, you know, there's the two Shell servos, like they're the our local twin servos.
Oh, yeah.
In Wall's End.
Yeah, yep.
I stopped at one of them, some petrol, and then while I was in there, like in the servo, I was like, is that a, it's a large can, like a giant can of bubble tea.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, I'll give that a go. I'm a fan of bubble tea usually. This could be good, you know. New brand, never seen this brand before.
Of course, yes. So you got to try it.
Give it a go. No good.
Was it carbonated?
No, it wasn't carbonated. Okay. But the issue was tea was fine. The pearls, like the bubbles, if you will, weird texture. They're supposed to have that chewiness to them, and they were just like a cut through jelly. It was a no from me.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole experience is a no from me.
Yeah, you don't get it.
Nah, I don't get it. And too sweet as well. Yeah,
I know what you mean. I'm usually a fan, but don't try the one there. It's not good.
I reckon any bubble tea out of a can's probably a no.
Probably anyway, you're probably right. I just never thought of that.
Yeah. Now I apologise to those listening who are so bored of this Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg saga.
Oh no,
I
am not. That.
Like I think this is just class A entertainment, and it just continues to build and build and build. This has got to be some of the best pre-hype to a fight I think I've ever seen. Yes. Guys get paid to do this professionally, to, you know, talk trash and build up the hype and sell pay-per-view, and these guys are just doing it naturally. They've just got this, I don't know, this aura about them.
There's something about, because they're a battle, it's a battle of the billionaires as well.
And it's also just a battle of big nerds. I think that's exciting to see as well. Like, no one's expecting a quality fight here.
Big nerd energy.
Exactly, exactly. But regardless, there has been an update to this saga. So for those who are just jumping in here, basically what's going on is Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are beefing over the launch of Threads, which is Meta's, I guess, answer to Twitter.
It's basically a copy of Twitter.
Yeah, so it's done very successfully in its first week. And the numbers have been through the roof, which has made Elon Musk very unhappy. And he's been tweeting some outrageous things, you know, in response to people who are basically poking the bear, prodding him, you know, being like, oh, you never compete with Threads, oh, how's Twitter going, blah, 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 all this, you know, Zuckerberg's killing you, all this stuff. He's replied to one said tweet, and he's just said four words, Zuck is a cuck. That's it. Bit of rhyming, bit of insult, all rolled in one, really. So he's decided that he's starting to throw names around.
That's under 150 characters.
Oh, exactly, yeah. Well within the limit. Even if you don't pay for premium, you can get that in, no dramas.
You can do that for free.
Now, this is all ahead of what's supposedly going to be a cage fight between the two of them in the Colosseum in Rome.
You cannot believe that you're alive and living in a time when this is happening.
We're so lucky.
Oh, we're blessed. Absolutely. Hashtag blessed.
And the UFC's gotten behind this. Dana White's gotten behind this.
Once again, amazing.
A few of the fighters have as well. Volkanovski, obviously Australia's UFC champion. He's been training with Mark Zuckerberg as well as Israel Adesanya, right? So two of the biggest fighters in the world.
Yeah.
But it might be wasted time for Zuckerberg, because Elon Musk has proposed a bit of a change to the cage fight.
Oh, okay, so what's going to be now?
In a tweet, he said, I propose a literal dick measuring contest with an emoji of a ruler. So,
oh my God.
I guess on pay-per-view, the boys are going to get it out and see who's the real man, I suppose.
A contest like that might be a little bit hard, though.
Yeah, it might be a little bit hard.
Especially how they're going to broadcast that on pay-per-view. I don't know.
Lucky it's not European winter. If they're doing it here,
big trouble.
Might be a bit of a different contest.
New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Most certainly is, Crevo. Get up and about. Are you up and about?
Oh, ready to go for a Thursday.
You're not up and about enough. What we're doing right here, we need two Novocastrians on the line, 4967405, to play I reckon my favourite game of the day.
Oh, it's
three
it's,
of a kind.
It's one of the best. Now, the prize is up for grabs today. Sweet as a nut. All right, here we go. First one, you get yourself two gold reserve tickets in the Andrew John stand for the Knights vs. Tigers tomorrow night at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Bradman Best in form as well after his two tries last night. You get to see him in action. How good's that?
That's right. You've seen him on the telly at Origin. Now you'll see him with your own two eyes.
Exactly.
That, and then you're in the draw for a family pass to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, which is on now until the 16th of July at Nobby's Beach. So prizes on prizes.
So give us a call, 4967-4105. If you are new to the show and you haven't heard this before, it is really simple. Basically, we just give you three items that are all linked by like one theme or one word.
Mm-hmm.
If you can pick that faster than your opponent, and you can do that two out of three times.
Yep.
You win yourself the prize, like you said, Crevo. So, quick example for you. If
okay.
I were to say, best Ponga Frizzell.
Crevo.
Yeah, go on.
Knights players.
Knights players, exactly. So, if you can do that and you want to see the Knights on Friday night, prime time at McDonald Jones Stadium, give us a call now, 4967-4105, and we'll play three of a kind on the other side of this.
New FM.
Now, Crevo, you're not long married.
Yeah.
You're going to be regretting you didn't hold off just a little bit longer because there's a new exciting way to cater your wedding.
Oh.
I'm going to reveal all the details of it on the other side of this one.
You know I'm a big foodie too, so I'm waiting with bated breath.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
For now, though, we've got treats of a different kind up for grabs, of course, with Three of a Kind. So basically what we do here, we get two people on the line who are competing in a battle of wit and speed, I suppose, to see who comes out superior and can win themselves some goodies this morning, including, Crevo, the likes of...
We've got, first of all, two gold reserve tickets in the Andrew John stand for the Knights vs. Tigers tomorrow night at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Prime time.
And you know what? It's going to be such a good game as well.
I've been saying all week.
Yeah.
They're going to win convincingly, I think. In good form. I just think our Knights, I think they can get it done.
Absolutely right. Plus, you're in the draw for family pass to Newcastle Winter Fun Fest on now until the 16th of July at Nobby's Beach.
Well, should we meet the people vying for these prizes, Crevo?
That's what we should.
All right, let's go to Raymond Terrace. Yesterday's runner-up, Kobe, on the line. Hey, Kobe.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good. You feeling confident this morning? Feeling a bit better for a run-out?
Oh, I was a bit slow this morning after the Origin, but Red Bull, so...
Ah, that's it. Red Bull for Brekkie. Brekkie are champions, yeah,
that's right. That's right. Any special flavour or just the traditional?
Nah, just the original one.
Yeah, keep it OG. Yeah.
The sequel's never better than the original. That's what I reckon.
Exactly. Up against him is Trent from Aberglasslyn. How you doing, Trent?
Yeah, great, Novos. How you guys going?
Oh, mate, better after
never
hearing
better.
Your voice.
That's right. Shall we test everyone's buzzer?
Let's do that first. We'll test the technology. Of course, your name is your buzzer. So, Kobe, let's test yours.
Kobe.
Yeah, lovely. Trent.
Trent.
Yeah, easy.
Oh, superb.
We've got it. We understand. We know what's going on. All right.
Yep.
Best of luck, gentlemen.
We're going to say
crossed.
Three things and, of course, figure out what the theme is between them. Your name's your buzzer. First of two, best of three, them's the rules.
All right. Best of luck. Your first one is, gentlemen, blackcurrant, tropical, orange.
Trent.
Yeah, Trent, quicker there.
Flavours of juice.
Yep, absolutely. On the money. Well done, Trent. First Dang. Score in your corner. All right, next one, gentlemen. We have Dell, HP, Lenovo.
Kobe,
quicker there.
Computer brand.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. On the money. One apiece. We go to a tiebreaker.
This is very important. A bit of pressure here because Kobe is, of course, our runner-up from yesterday. Can he take out the win?
All right.
Or will Trent swoop in from Aberglasslyn and go for it there?
Your final one, gentlemen. Grand Theft Auto, Super Mario Brothers, Call of Duty.
Trent. Kobe.
Trent was in quicker, I think.
Sure was.
Yeah, computer games.
Yeah, absolutely. Video games. We'll take that. Well done, Trent.
Oh, my God. He's done it. The newcomer in to take the prize and all the bickies this morning. You're off to see the Knights versus the Tigers tomorrow night, McDonald Jones Stadium, with the lovely gold reserve tickets. How good's that?
Thanks, Davos. I don't follow the Knights. I follow the Raiders because the Knights.
Ah, good man. That's all right.
You know what? We'll take that attitude.
And we got one more chance, Kobe, tomorrow to get you to the Knights. You keen?
Yeah, sounds good, mate.
Lovely.
Let's do that then. Same time, same place tomorrow, of course, three of a kind with the Novos. Now, Creevo, I mentioned just before that you got married not long ago.
That's right, yeah.
Less than a year, right?
Absolutely.
Now, I remember you saying that you had quite a small affair.
Yeah.
But did you cater the wedding? Did you put food on?
Yeah, of course.
What did you guys put on?
So we actually did it in this, like, secret bar.
Ooh.
And they had an amazing kitchen there. They did, like, incredible food. It was awesome.
Right, okay. Well, that does sound very lovely.
Yeah.
But I've got an alternative that you could have used if you perhaps waited. And if you're listening and you've got a wedding coming up, this could be ideal for you because, drum roll please, McDonald's offering catering for your wedding.
Yep, that is an option.
The old Mackey D's, the Golden Arches, offering a catering package for your wedding. Now, the only catch is you have to do it in Indonesia.
Oh, yes,
I don't think
issue.
That's a catch.
A lot of people doing destination weddings to Bali anyway.
I feel like that'd be a pretty fun place to get married anyway. Good excuse to get your wedding done over in Bali.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, I've actually noticed you were walking with a limp the other day. Are you getting a bit weak in one knee or what's going on
there? No, not yet for me. But if it were to happen, this would be a great option. Basically, they're offering, like I said, a catering package for your wedding for 3.5 million Indonesian rupees.
That's not much at all.
345 Australian dollars.
I was going to say, less than 350.
Yeah, 345 Australian dollars at the current exchange rate.
Yep.
And this package includes 100 chicken burgers and 100 four-piece boxes of McNuggets.
That's a lot.
So everyone gets, you know, have 100 people there. Everyone gets a burger and some nuggets.
Or have 50 and you have both.
Well, that's it. You get to
have two lots of everything for everyone.
Yeah, well, that's it. You get double servings of everything. But yeah, 100 chicken burgers, 100 four-piece servings. Now, you can do this as well with quarter pounders instead of...
Right, okay, if you prefer beef.
Burgers, yeah. But other than the chicken nuggets, you can get replaced with chicken tenders, I think.
Oh,
that's
right.
Chicken anyway.
Yeah, pretty much
but
the same.
But yeah, so 100 burgers, 100 servings of nuggets, 345 Australian dollars.
Now, in terms of catering, I'll tell you that's cheaper than where I went.
Yeah, well, it's $3.40 a head. You don't get catering any cheaper than that anywhere.
Nah.
And a bit of a double whammy as well.
Yeah.
Wedding's normally a big night.
Sure
open
is.
Open bar, you normally like...
Spending a fair bit.
Well, you normally have a few lemonades.
True.
What's the perfect hangover cure?
Some Maccas.
Bit of Maccas. Get in there beforehand. Preempt it. Get the grease in your stomach. Line it early. I reckon you'll feel better for it in the morning.
That's right. You're enjoying your time on the D floor even more.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I don't know. And you just don't have to sit down. You just get that burger in you. More time for dancing.
Do you think Siobhan would be into it?
I think it'd take some real convincing. I think I'd have to do some heavy lifting.
You've got some time.
Lots of time. Lots of time.
Trouble with that gammy knee, but good luck to you.
Oh, turn it up. That's unreal.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, of course, make sure you register at newfm.com.au for that winter escape. Hampton's Beach House, if you don't mind.
Oh,
be very
lovely.
Nice. Winning continues as well after 7, of course, with Trivia Check, Creevo. $375 up for grabs this morning, if you don't mind.
All for answering one question correctly. Next, though, how did you jam your finger?
Ooh.
This is the area we move into. I've done myself a proper injury. And at the moment, we're getting some, like, little cabinets put in our bedroom. So, basically, demoed the old... it's not a walk-in wardrobe by any means. It's just built-ins, basically, across
right, yeah.
one wall. So, they're really getting a bit dated. Like, they're like sliding doors that were almost falling off the tracks.
Ah, right, okay.
Time to go. So, we've taken this opportunity, knocking all them out and getting ready to put some new cabinets in.
Right, of course, yep.
So, the first step, of course, is to clear out everything. And you've got, like, I've been living in this house now about 6 years.
You got all kinds of rubbish, don't you?
In a full, like, wardrobe, you've got all sorts of stuff. So, you go through, get rid of heaps of stuff, chuck away stuff, donate stuff, all that kind of thing.
Yep. Good excuse to do that, to declutter.
Absolutely. I'm actually relishing that. But as part of it, I then grabbed one of those, they're like a... a hanging wardrobe, like a
hanging rail.
Yeah, just to hang some stuff on that we are keeping. So suits and a few jackets and things like that.
Yeah, of course.
Some of Emmy's dresses. We're just hanging it all on one rack. And I was hanging some stuff on there, and then a couple of Emmy's dresses, my wife Emmy's dresses, are quite long. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, just raise it up. It's one of those racks where you can like click, 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 and it goes up a few rungs.
Right, okay, yeah.
But I'd already hung a bunch of stuff on there, so it's already very heavy. And when I went to click it up, the weight of it just pushed the tube straight back down and pinched off a huge piece of meat on my finger. Just pinched it clean off.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
So this is what I want to do this morning.
Oh, I hate that.
4967-4105. Where did you jam your fingers?
Oh, why are we doing this? It makes me feel so gross. I really don't like these type of stories.
And make me feel a bit better. The bigger, the finger jam story, the better. Car doors are a big one, aren't they? That's a massive one where people jam fingers along the journey.
Any kind of door is criminal for it, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I hate it.
And if you're a tradie as well, at some point you've jammed it, or one of the apprentices has dropped something on your fingers or something along the way. We want to hear all of those stories. 4967-4105. Up for grabs, you're in the draw for a family pass to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, which is on now until the 16th of July at Nobby's Beach. If the kids have been pestered you to go along to that, why not win your way in for free, right?
Perfect chance. 4967-4105. Where/how'd you jam your finger?
Or someone you know, maybe it's a family member, a work co-worker or something. We'd love to hear your stories on the air next. This is all after I was hanging some clothes on a hanging clothes rack. Went to click it up a level. You know, one of those things that click, 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 up it goes.
Yeah.
Too much weight on the clothes, though. It went down and just, it's jammed and snapped a little bit of meat out of my finger.
A
mini crocodile just chomp. Just taking it out of there.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
I've had it bandaged up there now for a couple of days. Not even brave enough to open it. Don't want to have a look at that.
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
What's going on
it
in
just
there?
Makes me gross. Scars in general, or healing wounds, make me feel so gross. On me, on other people, it just genuinely makes me feel so sick. I just,
It's not ideal, is it? So, of course, this is what we're after. When did you jam your fingers? Let's go to the phone, shall we?
All right, let's go to Cliff Lee first. We got Holly on the line. Hey, Holly.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, tell us, how'd you jam your finger? What happened?
So it wasn't actually me, it was my son at the time.
Yep.
He was having a genuine bad day, just nothing was going right for him. He was just absolutely in the mood. So to top things off, we went to Kmart at Maitland, and he got out of the car, and instead of jamming just one finger, he jammed all four fingers in the car door.
Oh.
To a point where it left a dent in his fingers, his whole fingers were bruised, and he just screamed. I've never heard such a deathly scream in my life.
Oh,
and of course, everyone's looking at you as well.
Yeah, there were so many people around at the time. I think it was around Christmas time, so everyone was around, and it was like he was dying. It was horrifying.
It would have just been cherry on top of an awful day as well, wouldn't it? Just his luck.
Yeah, he was in so much pain after that, and we had to take him to hospital, and it turned out he was very close to breaking all four of his fingers. So.
Oh, that there is so much pain. Now, of course, you can get in touch with us on Instagram at any time as well, at the Novos _.
Yeah.
And Josh has sent us some horrific photos of his finger, jammed between what he says is a knife and a straight end. I don't know what the... straight edge, sorry.
Yeah.
That is so much pain. That absolutely horrifying, those photos.
I almost threw up seeing those photos. Never send those photos again, Josh, ever. Please.
You can if you want. It's all entertainment.
The quicker we get out of this segment, the better, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
It just makes me feel icky and gross.
For all involved.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Oh, that it is, and $375 up for grabs this morning just by answering one question correctly. That's right. If you've ever answered a question right in your life, you could win it.
That's it. It's really that simple. I mean, I know there's a couple of people that come to my trivia night on the old Tuesday. They could do all right at this.
Yeah, that's right. And $375 for perhaps, 3 minutes of your time tops? ring up in the song or whatever and then answer a question, job done.
Super simple. I mean, you'll never get paid more per hour.
Probably right not.
4967-4105 is that magic number, of course. 4967-4105. Give us a call now. One lucky Novacastrian plays for, like you said, $375 on the other side of this. It's New FM. And, of course, minutes away from Trivia Check. If you want to get involved, 4967-405 is that magic number, of course, playing for $375 this morning.
That's right. Just by answering one question correctly, you can win that money. 4967-4105. Call now.
Like I said, that is minutes away. Up next, though, Crevo, another game I've got for you. We've played it together before, but a long time ago.
Okay.
It's called Clickbait Roulette.
All right.
Basically, two truths and a lie with clickbait article titles. I need you to try and decipher, I guess, what is the fake article.
All right. So a little challenge for me, I guess, is what you're saying. I will do that in just a minute. Now, though, here we go. Here's that money.
Awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, just one question separates you and $375 this morning with Trivia Check. It's so easy. It's just a trivia question. If you get it right, the money is all yours. It's time, I guess, to meet our contestant this morning. We go out to Windale and meet Larissa. How are you?
I'm great.
That's the way. Now, do you ever get to, like, pub trivia or anything like that?
Sometimes, but I'm not that good at it, so...
Do you know what, though? You only need to get one right, and the money's yours. So, you're in with a sniff here.
Okay, we'll give it a go.
All right. Now, of course, as well, Larissa, you've got a five-second timer. Don't let that rattle you up, but are you ready for your question?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep,
okay. Best of luck. Your question is this morning. What invention was made by American accountant Walter Dimier in 1928?
The light bulb.
Is it the light bulb? Oh, no. Unfortunately.
That five-second timer, it gets you there. I wouldn't have known this one either. Hard question this morning that really stumped you, I reckon. The answer we were looking for, bubblegum.
Bubblegum,
invented by an accountant. Would have never guessed.
No, not that's in a tough million one. Years.
You can't even logic your way through that kind of question. No. Like, you'd think accountant would be something to do with, you know, like engineering or...
A calculator or something like that.
Yeah.
No, apparently not. Oh, well. Let's check your traffic now. Tomorrow, that means, though, it is at $400.
That starts to sound a bit nice, doesn't it?
Sure does. New FM.
Now, Creva, I'm a bit sick and tired of clickbait articles getting out of hand all over the tabloids, all over my social media feed. It's doing my head in, right?
Yeah, you actually always say in here, like after the show, oh, I've just been clickbaited.
Because they always draw me in. They always get me in. It's never what it seems. Mm. So to try and tackle this issue, I suppose, I'm poking fun of it. I'm making light of it with a little challenge for you, which I'm going to call Clickbait Roulette.
I'm ready.
So basically, and you can play along at home as well, of course, but basically how this is going to work is it's going to be two truths and a lie, in essence, but with clickbait titles instead of facts.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you three clickbait titles, two of which I've genuinely seen throughout the week,
mm-hmm.
one I've made up myself. Your job is to try and, I guess, decipher, get your sniffer dog nose on, and figure out which is the rat, which is the lie.
All right, so three titles, one's a lie, ready to go, hit them with me.
All right, your first article, Mr. Crevo, is... Pickles in your Big Mac? Why eating too many pickles could be causing sleepless nights?
Okay.
All right. Article number two. Meteor that slammed into Papua New Guinea may be alien spacecraft, Harvard scientists say.
Okay.
Second article.
So pickles and Big Mac.
Meteor in Papua New Guinea.
Okay.
Third one. Having an out-of-body experience? Blame this sausage-shaped piece of your brain. Your three articles there.
So the second one was about the meteor...
Slash alien spacecraft in PNG.
Okay, so, all right, let's run through these one at a time. Pickles in Big Mac causing sleepless nights.
Yeah, pickles in your Big Mac, why eating too many pickles could be causing sleepless nights.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to start with that. and let's work through it a little bit. So pickles, they do have a lot of like vinegar and salt. There could be something to do with health in that that's causing sleepless nights. I'm leaning towards that as being a true real article. All right, second one is the meteor in Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, meteor that slammed into PNG or Papua New Guinea, maybe alien spacecraft, Harvard scientists say.
The only thing that's making me think that could be real is the fact that a Harvard scientist who, you know, they're saying it's a possibility. They're not saying that it is. So there's a lot of room for doubt in that. So that's also a possible true. Now let's go into the third one.
Having an out-of-body experience, blame this sausage-shaped piece of your brain.
To me, that feels very real because a lot of parts of the brain are sort of odd shaped. Sausage shape does
famously sausage shaped.
Yeah, there's a lot of sort of wiener type shapes in there, if you will. Okay, between those, for me, the definite true is the third one. I'm going to say the sausage shape in the brain is a definite true.
All right, so we're locking that in, which gives you the 50-50. Pickles in your Big Mac causing sleepless nights, or meteor and PNG could be an alien spacecraft are the two you've got left.
Now, I do think this is where you might be trying to throw me like a double bluff by doing...
So many layers to this, isn't there?
By making it sound more real. So Harvard scientists and the meteor sounds like the most outrageous, but I think you're going to be double bluffing and using like a fairly sciencey sounding pickles in the Big Mac situation to make it the most real. So I'm going to say the fake news article is the pickles in Big Mac with a double bluff.
All right, are you locking that in?
I'm locking it in.
All right, Mr. Crevo, I can reveal to you that... You have bested me. That was the fake article.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
yes.
Correct. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, made up pickles in the Big Mac causing sleepless nights. The meteor that slammed into PNG could be an alien spacecraft was from the ABC.
See, that felt the most fake.
Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction, though.
That's the
famously.
Thing.
Famously.
Yeah, because that Harvard scientist element... That makes you think, surely not. But I leant away from my natural reaction there.
Well, I'm very proud of you. I was talking a big game off air, so there's no way you'll get this. I've absolutely swindled you. Fair play to you. You've worked it out. Congratulations, Crevo.
All right, next week, I'll challenge you.
All right, that sounds
like
fun.
Another game.
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. The Novos.
And Crevo, I reckon a couple saw heads across the Hunter this morning.
I've got three words for you. Up the Blues!
Up the Blues, yeah, of course. I'm sure many a Novocastrian stayed up late last night, maybe a bit too late, maybe a few too many beverages as well, enjoying our Game 3 win. And, of course, the star of the show, our very own Bradman Best.
How
don't mind
that?
If you do. Double, should have been a triple.
Yeah, a local Novocastrian just making good for the Blues. Brilliant stuff.
Oh, well, you just got to enjoy it while you can, don't you?
What more would you want? Well, a series win will be sweet, but, you know, we'll take what we can get.
Anyway, up next, Crevo, we're talking about a bit of a shopping crime. Now, it's not theft.
No.
It's a social crime, a bit of social etiquette, and we're going to settle this debate once and for all on the air next.
Do you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM.
And Crevo, once again, the internet finds itself in a frenzy. Now, this comes after a UK TikToker who's in Australia. She's basically doing a bit of a working holiday here. We talked about it yesterday. She revealed some of, I guess, Australia's worst shopping crimes. Now, we're not talking about stealing or anything like that.
No.
We're talking about, I guess, breaking of the social etiquette.
Proper crimes.
Well, yeah, the real deal. The stuff that actually matters. The stuff they should be out there stopping.
Yeah.
But while some of these I thought were very valid... Others, I thought, were a bit harsh. Like, for example, this is one she said.
Going shopping barefoot. It's gross and feral, and I have done it on multiple occasions. But to be fair, I live by the beach, and I don't know where my shoes are half the time.
Shopping barefoot, not a crime, really, is it?
Oh, it's absolutely wrong. There's so many diseases and stuff all over the floor and everything. And especially, you know what drives me up the wall the most? When I see people who get out at the petrol station and
I'm ducking in and out. I drive barefoot.
No, no, no. They pad across into the shop from the Bowser. You're walking through old bits of diesel and stuff all over the ground. That stuff's gross.
Oh, no. You're just ducking in and out quickly. I have no problem with this.
Are you a barefoot bandit?
If I'm ducking into the shops just for, you know, milk, bread, maybe a little bit of fruit, like a real quick shop, in and out without shoes, that's fine.
Aren't you worried about stepping on something?
Well, do you not think as well, I mean, I reckon the floors in the shops, cleaned by professional cleaners, would be more hygienic than the floor in my house.
Well, that says more about your house than anything else.
Professional cleaners, you know, it's not going to be that bad. I think they get a bit of a bad rep. Really, I don't think the floor's that bad. And the best bit as well is, obviously, in summer, like, it's so hot here. But if you go into the shops and, you know, you've run from the car park on the bitumen, your feet are burning, and then you step on those cool tiles of the Coles floor, feels so nice on your feet. It's nice and cool. It's
you know when you don't have to worry about burning feet? When you got shoes on.
But that's so constricting. But do you not reckon, like, when you're through, like, the cooler section, so normally, like, the fruit and veg is obviously cooler than the rest of the shop because you need to keep that produce fresh, the tiles around that area, always so nice and cold on your feet. It feels nice.
No, I've never been in the shops without shoes on.
I think you're missing out. I genuinely think you're missing out. Don't knock it till you try it.
You're a barefoot bandit and I'm not about it.
Okay, well, I think there's genuinely no issue with this. Obviously, you think it's a crime.
Yeah.
So, as always, time to let the people of Newcastle decide.
Once and for all, is it okay to go shopping barefoot or is it a bit gross? It's a bit gross. Of course, if you do get on air, we've got a family pass to Newcastle Winter Fun Fest on now until the 16th of July at Nobby's Beach. You can win that just by sharing your thoughts.
Plus, of course, everyone that contributes to the show this week in the draw for a girls' night out, 4 drinks on arrival to the Sydney Hotshots, Mayfield next Friday. Mayfield Hotel, I believe.
Yeah, got 4 tickets to that. It's going to be an awesome night. Get your tickets now from Eventbrite. So, if you want to win all that, here we go.
4967-4105. 4967-4105, of course, the magic number. Is it right or wrong to go into the shops barefoot? I think it's a bit of freedom. Let it out. Let the dogs out.
No. Keep your shoes on. That's what shoes are invented for.
All right. 4967-4105. Right or wrong to go barefoot in the shops? We'll get your calls on the air next.
New FM.
And pretty heated in the studio at the moment. Tensions are high because there's this UK TikToker, this lady from, you know, the other side of the world, basically trying to steal our freedom, strip us of our freedom, saying that it's not right to go barefoot into the shops real quick. Just duck in, feel the cool tiles on your feet, get your milk, get your bread, get out.
I never like seeing, when people have no shoes, I always think, oh, what are you doing? Get some shoes. That's what they're invented for.
Oh, foot prisons. Confined by, do you never let the dogs out? Like, when you're at home, right, you don't wear shoes around the house.
Yeah, of course not.
So, obviously, it's more comfortable to be without shoes.
It's not in a public, not in public floors like that. I don't know. Something about it grosses me out. Anyway, you and I can't decide. Let's let Newcastle do it. To West Wall's End up first. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, brilliant. Doing very well. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Can you go shopping barefoot?
No, that is absolutely gross.
Thank you. Correct. That is right.
Absolutely disgusting.
Is it happen a lot around you in West Wall's End?
Yes, and my kids have attempted to get out the car. My older children have attempted to get out the car, and if I see them with no shoes on, they are not allowed out the car.
Engage the child lock, yeah?
Yep, it's absolutely disgusting. I have actually seen people spit stuff out that they've tested in the fruit and veg aisle, spit it out on the ground with their saliva as well. Imagine walking over the top of that. Yuck. Absolutely.
Like you're walking through the mud.
Nah, they've got cleaners
at a festival.
That. This is getting defamatory, that is. They've got cleaners. The floors are normally pretty clean.
Hey, Kelly did not say the name of any shop.
Yeah, okay. Let's go next to Cessnock. Daniel on the line. Daniel, what do you reckon? Right or wrong to go barefoot in the shops?
It's right, mate. It's part of the dress code where I am.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Absolutely it is.
Nick Knock, there's a few people with no shoes, is it?
Oh, absolutely. And the pyjamas and the onesies, mate. We've got them all up there.
Yeah, right.
And do people look generally more happy when they're shopping? More comfortable?
Oh, well, obviously they can't afford shoes.
Well,
there you go.
No. It's about choice, not about economical restraints.
I don't know. It says it all. Stephen, I know the wages aren't good around here, but surely you can afford shoes, right?
Ridiculous. All right, let's head finally to Georgetown. We'll get Jackie to settle this. One apiece. We need a final verdict. What do you reckon? Right or wrong to wear shoes, to not wear shoes, in the shops?
You've
got
to wear shoes in
the
shop.
Thank you.
Boo.
Yep.
Now,
I
was just going to say, at Georgetown, your local would be what? Waratah Village, yeah? You ever see anyone without shoes there?
Yes.
And how do you feel when you see that?
It's awful.
Yeah, it is awful. Thank you. Some common sense here. And that, of course, means we're the winner.
Get her off the line. No, ridiculous.
Jackie, I salute you for saying the truth and speaking the truth, because not enough people do, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right, there we go. And it feels good to be a winner. Put some shoes on, Stephen, would you? Or move out to Cessnock. You take your pick.
The real loser is freedom today, and that hurts.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And obviously we heard in that bulletin there, Bradman Best try scorer yesterday, obviously for Origin, which is so exciting.
Very, very cool.
But I'm telling you right now, he wasn't the only athlete in the Hunter who scored yesterday. I've been trying my head five-a-side, right? Like,
yeah.
So it's just like soccer, like five-a-side on a small pitch.
Okay.
Soccer. Been playing at Lake Macquarie Regional Football Facility. So it's like in Spears Point. There's lots of all these big outside.
Outdoors.
Outdoor, yeah. Okay. You wear boots still, but it's like synthetic turf.
Okay.
Anyway, last night, you know, it must have been the third game or fourth game or something like that. Scored a goal, mate. Pretty happy.
Oh, you beauty. Yeah, how pretty good happy. Is that?
Celebrations were up and about as well. We won resoundingly as well. Winners all around, yes. It was a great night to be Stephen in Newcastle.
Well, because, you know, the Blues have won.
Exactly.
With Origin, and you scored your own goal.
Happy days.
Winning on winning on winning.
Speaking of winning, up next, Creva, I've got an update for you about the classic boyfriend chair at the shop. So you see this all the time, you know. You walk through Westfield Katara.
Yeah.
And there'll be all the blokes sitting up there on the lounges as their partners go through and peruse all the shops. There's been an upgrade to it, a potential upgrade, which I want to see come to Newcastle.
Excellent. We'll chat more about that in just a minute as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And I want to talk to you, Crevo, about the humble boyfriend chair. Now, we all know what this is. Basically, if you haven't heard it term that before, you definitely would have seen it. It's those lounges or little chairs that you find in shopping malls at the front of normally where, like, the higher fashion shops are.
Yeah, or sometimes even just in, say, I don't know, Meyer or David Jones or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. There'll be like chairs or lounges in there, which while not specifically designed for these people, probably targeted at boyfriends who are sitting while their girlfriend's having a peruse.
That's
while their
right.
partner's having a shop.
And it's very smart from the shop's perspective because, you know, you keep both people in there longer because the guy can just sit down, or the girl, it could be either way,
yep.
and just have a browse on their phone while the other partner goes off and shops for whatever they're looking for.
And that's it. You always walk past it. It's people head down on their phone, scrolling social media, and trying to keep themselves busy while, like you said, their partner's doing shopping. But if we move to Shanghai, right, in China, of course, they've taken this concept and they've just upgraded it. They've put it on roids, essentially, because what they've done is they're calling it husband storage in this mall. Essentially what it is, it's a big glass box which you can leave your partner in.
Yeah.
And within that box is like a big reclining massage chair, big like LED screens. It's got like flat screen plasmas as well.
Nice.
All like your 90s retro video games on there, movies, all the streaming services. You basically just park. It's like a husband daycare.
Yeah,
you
right.
park your partner in there and they just can just play to their heart desires. You go do your shopping. You come back, pick them up, your little locker code, beep, 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 out you come so you don't lose your partner. And then you take them off and
take
go
them
on
home.
With your day.
Yeah, put them back in the car. Put them back in the, you know, strap them back in the car and away you go.
And that's a win-win because,
absolutely.
Because whoever's doing the shopping, they don't have to hear their partner moaning about it.
Yeah.
And whoever's not interested in shopping, they're entertained by all these old school games and a massage chair. They're relaxed. They're almost as good as being at home.
Oh, You know what? I would eat. Even I would go to the shops if Emmy, my wife Emmy, wanted me to go if there was one of those there.
It'd almost be a treat. You'd be it like would. A dog hearing walk. You'd be like at the door,
oh,
ready
to go. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, shops. Yes.
Shops. Yes. Okay. Here we go. And lock you away. And I'll just put on a bit of Netflix. Get a little massage. Oh, sign me up.
Happy days.
You could take me to Green Hills. You could take me to Katara, Charlestown. I wouldn't even care.
Well, that's it. At this stage, they're free. Yep. And they're sprinkled right throughout these shops in Shanghai.
Yeah.
I reckon bring them to the Hunter, like you said.
As soon as possible.
I'd love them to be up in Katara there, you know, because that's where I normally go. That's my closest Westfield.
Yeah.
If they're up in that, like, top section of Katara where normally, like, the fashion outlets are, you just put one in the middle up there.
Pop me in.
Lock
the code in and away you go.
Yeah.
Or Charlestown even more because Charlestown's so large,
yeah,
right?
It's massive.
Takes so long to walk from one shop to the other. So not only do you have the long shopping time, but you've also got the walking time. Just put me in there for the day.
Double jeopardy.
Pick me up when you're done.
So, New Italian Elms, you're listening.
Get
this
on
is
it.
What we need. This is what the people of Newcastle want. We want an upgrade to the humble boyfriend chair. We want this husband storage, as they're calling it from Shanghai.
That's all we want.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. All right, producer Scott, what do you have for us this morning?
Gents, a date that really hits hard home to me is the 25th of March 2015. I mourn it every year. It's the day that Zayn left One Direction.
Ah, the death of One Direction, the beginning of the end anyway.
The beginning of the end. And for the first time in 6 years, gents, Zayn Malik has sat down for an interview, went for an hour long on the Call Her Daddy podcast. And he's dropped some tea. He's dropped some bombshells.
Wow, okay.
The biggest bombshell that he's dropped is that he and the One Direction lads all just got sick of each other. And that's ultimately what it came down to when he chose to leave the band and when they all decided to go their separate ways.
Interesting, because they'd been working together for a long time at that point.
Oh, they'd been together for ages and ages and ages. But Zayn's ultimate decision to leave the band earlier than the actual One Direction breakup, which happened in 2016. He said this on the podcast.
There was a lot of politics going on. Certain people were doing certain things, certain people didn't want to sign contracts. So I knew something was happening. So I just got ahead of the curve, if I'm being honest with you. I was like, I'm just going to get out of here. I think this is done. And I just seen it completely selfishly, wanting to be the first person to go and make my own record. I wanted to be the first to go and do my own thing.
So Zayn's gone and done his own thing, that's for sure. But also he's gone and taken a real quiet life. He's moved to Pennsylvania. He's become a dad. And, yeah, he's just revealed some stuff that he wasn't too happy being a part of the One Direction band.
Well, you're right. Of all the 1D boys, he's managed to avoid the limelight post-band. Mm-hmm. Probably the most out of all of them. What, do you say that's his first interview since they've split up?
Since in 6 years. So what are we now? 2013.
Wow.
So 2017. He hasn't really done too much since then. He
released
a couple of songs.
Yeah.
But, and he collaborated with Taylor Swift on a song for one of the 50 Shades of Grey movies. But after that, look, I don't remember the last song that he released.
I couldn't tell you.
No, see?
He's probably got enough money, though, to last a lifetime.
Oh, geez, he doesn't have to work. His kids never have to work. Their kids never have to work.
Oh, well, that's it. And it's such a pipe dream as well. They were so young when they started. It's like that, you know, oh, my God, we could be celebrities in a boy band. Mm. And then you might have loved the idea of fame rather than the idea of actually being a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't love writing music, he's made enough money that he's never going to have to do it again. Why would he do something that he doesn't love doing?
No, 100%. Like, he said about the band that they each had their, like, stereotypes and how they were typecast in the band, which he wasn't a fan of, and he was labelled as the mysterious one, but he says, I'm not mysterious, I'm just chill. Like that, that's what he said.
You can't say that after not doing an interview in 6 years.
You're not mysterious.
That is very you're the most mysterious of all the boys.
You're the one that's fit into your typecast the most.
That's true.
Well, thanks for that, Scott. Very interesting to see how that all unfolds. And maybe if he's doing an interview, possibly he's going to do something.
He'll put some new music out now. He's getting the ball rolling.
Exactly.
Yeah. Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, how good's this sound, Crevo? Coastal vibes, staying two nights in an amazing Hamptons beach house, up to 8 people with all the luxuries.
Oh, you know, I love a Hamptons look place as well. You're thinking white linen, you're thinking blue and white porcelain lamps. It's just nice throw cushions everywhere.
little fire crackling in the backyard in the winter. Beautiful.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's a short stroll from the beach, but you might not want to leave the place.
Nah, because
you might just want to spend the whole two nights there.
Luxuriating in all of the Hamptons-ness.
Now, if you want to make sure you win this, whatever Hamptonness means, make sure you head to newfm.com.au, register there, and then, of course, throughout the week, we'll be naming one winner each week for the next couple weeks. Or, of course, you can book directly at stayportstevens.com.au. Stayport Stevens, holiday memories to last a lifetime. A bit of an escape, a bit of a getaway.
And sometimes you just need that, don't you?
Well, that's it. And while we are talking about escapes,
yeah,
up next, we're going to have a bit of a brainstorming session right across the Hunter. And, you know, if the kids are getting on your nerves these school holidays, we want to figure out where the best place is to escape the kids, I suppose. So if you've got an absolute belter, hold it, have it on standby, you know, speed dial 4967 4105, because we'll get your stories very, very shortly.
New FM.
And we want to bring producer Scott into the fold because day before you went and played a bit of squash.
I did, mate. I went to Cardiff Squash Centre and I'm still feeling it today.
Yeah, well, you're walking sore. A bit gingerly.
I am very much so. Will be for the next week.
While you were there, though, you know, obviously I'm sure competing hard and winning lots of matches, you met some interesting characters throughout, I guess, the school holiday period.
Yes, heaps and heaps of good people there having a casual hit. But I overheard a conversation between two of the blokes. I've never been before, so I don't know anybody's names.
Yep.
This conversation went, "Oh, John, how you been, mate? Everything going all good?" John turns around and says, "Oh, yeah, mate, school holidays, got to get away from the kids. Had to come down the squash court just to have a hit to give myself a break."
And it's like that, isn't it? We're in the final stretch of school holidays. And, you know, while it's all fun and family time to begin with,
at the start,
you know, draws towards the end. And you do kind of, you know, it's the end of the school holidays for the kids, it's the beginning of the break for the parents when they go back.
That's right. Because especially at the start of the holidays, it's all fresh. You know, they've got something they want to do. They've been wanting to do for
they're not
ages.
Bored.
That's right. You know, they haven't watched everything on Netflix yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And then come the end of week two and the parents need a bit of a break.
Uphill battle. And of course, for, I say John in inverted commas because we don't know his actual name, but for John at the Cardiff Squash Centre, his escape place was heading down having to hit a squash.
Oh, got to go down for fitness, guys.
That's it. For my mental health, for socialising as well. You know, you can use all those arguments. But it got us thinking, come this final stretch of the school holidays, where is the place you escape from the kids? Where's your little retreat, your luxury spot?
Yeah, that's it. Because often, you know, it can be all sorts of different things or excuses that you come up with. Maybe it's an activity that you go and do, or, you know, some sort of sport, or just somewhere you escape to.
And it doesn't even have to be, like, outside the house.
Mm.
You could be just in the toilet, lock yourself in the toilet, or you've got, like, a little study or something that, you know, the kids know they're not allowed in there, and you get a bit of peace and quiet. That's what we're looking for. 4967 4105. Where's the best place to escape the kids?
Yeah, give up your secret, and in exchange, we can hook you up with some prizes. So, up for grabs, we've got you in the draw for, firstly, Family Pass Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, which is on till the 16th of July at Nobby's Beach.
Perfect for the kids this school holiday.
There you
That'll
go.
Keep them entertained.
And then something for you, perhaps, because everyone that is on the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out for four people, including a drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel on the 21st of July. Get your tickets now from Eventbrite. So how good is that? A couple of good prizes. All you got to do is tell us, where do you escape from the kids? 4967 4105. Give us a call now and we'll get them on the air next. New FM. And we're asking the question, where do you escape from the kids? 4967 4105. And just for sharing your secret, I guess, where you escape from the kids, or maybe, you know, you have in the past, we've got up for grabs. You go in the draw for a girls' night out for four people, including drinks on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21st. So that's going to be an awesome night out.
Wow, you want to get your mitts on those prizes. Like we said, give us a call, 4967 4105. This comes after Scott encountered a bloke at Cardiff Squash Centre who was there playing squash simply to get away from the kids. And like we said, that magic number, 4967 4105. Of course, you can contact us all the time on our Instagram at the Novos_, where Katie has said she escapes to the ensuite. Now, just lock yourself in there. No dramas. Private business. Occupied. Occupied.
Don't bother me here. I'm escaping. I'm busy escaping.
Gus has also said he likes to go to the tool shed.
Yeah.
The classic, oh, no, it's dangerous in here. You know, tools are getting fired off.
You never know. There might be sharp things on the ground.
That's exactly the kind of gear we're looking for. 4967405, coming to the end of school holidays, where is this place you go to escape the kids?
That's right. We go to Maryland up first. Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Good morning, Groove. It's fantastic. How are you?
Oh, never better. Now tell us, where do you escape from the kids, or do you know a story about how this has happened?
Oh, my God, I just go next door because that's where the alcohol is.
You know what? That's brilliant.
And then you can just stumble home. Perfect.
Oh, well, the kid's still in IVU. I just don't need to be there.
That's it. No need for an Uber when you just go in next door for a cheeky drink. Next, we're going to Maitland. Good morning, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, where do you go to escape the kids?
The car. If I strap my toddler into the car seat, she can't get to me. So we just go for a nice drive and she falls asleep.
Oh, that's genius. Because first of all, you get them to sleep, and then, like, you park up back home. It's nice and quiet there. You can be on your phone, do whatever you like, right?
Yeah, have some snacks. Good.
Take your snacks with
you. If you park in the driveway as well.
Yeah, the car's the best place to be.
Yeah, that's it. If you park in the driveway, you're probably close enough to get the Wi-Fi as well. No dramas. Living it up.
Cheeky glass of wine, why not? You know, you're not driving anymore once you're parked up. Simple as that.
There you go, hot lap. I always used to fall asleep as a kid in the car.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
And that was what, when last year when you were last home, was it?
Yeah, no,
mum
takes
you out. You go, oh, Stephen's fallen asleep. Ah, finally, some peace and quiet.
Well, how about we give Emma somewhere to drive to instead of just doing a hot lap?
Nice one.
How about we send her off to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's Beach, family pass coming her way, just for sharing that little secret with us.
Easy as that. Well, that's us done for today. Have a great day, everyone.
And, of course, us leaving, though, doesn't mean the winning stops. If you want to get to that Hamptons Beach house, stays Port Stephen. Make sure you head to newfm.com.au. That is the place to register. Or, of course, you can book directly at stayportstephens.com.au.
Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Feel Good Friday tomorrow. Yes. Let's go.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.